W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CD Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. A bank in Louisville, Kentucky, site of the nation's latest mass shooting. This man was in the conference room where the shots rang out.
We heard a click, and the lady next to me turned around and said, "What the hell?" And then he just started shooting.
At least five people are dead, a number of others hurt. ABC's Aaron Katursky.
An officer is now undergoing surgery and in critical condition. A second officer who responded to the scene sustained a non-critical injury. The LMPD was on the scene within 3 minutes of getting the call, and the governor and police credited those officers with saving lives.
There have been 15 mass shootings nationwide just this month. States now stockpiling mifepristone ahead of a deadline that could ban the abortion pill. Massachusetts joining Washington State and California buying millions of pills. Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla among the executives signing a letter that says the federal judge's opinion banning the pill ignores decades of scientific evidence and legal precedent. This is ABC News. The 911 call that prompted a massive law enforcement response on an Oklahoma college campus was a hoax.
Hardly a week goes by that it doesn't happen again.
Metro Midtown is on a school shooting. Multiple
an attack on a school.
There was a student that was stabbed.
The calls bring an immediate high-intensity response, like the one that descended on the University of Oklahoma campus Friday night. The school has confirmed that it was a case of swatting, a hoax call to police meant to generate a SWAT response. OU President Joseph Harris Jr. says the call originated outside the United States. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut expected in surgery today to repair a broken leg that he suffered Saturday when a fellow parade goer at the UConn basketball team victory parade fell on his leg. And India on track to become the world's most populous country, overtaking China later this month, according to United Nations estimates. India's population now over 1.4 billion people and counting. Rena Roy, ABC News.
Oh, now wait until you pull up to the stop and go light. But when you do, go ahead and save the Civic Media station to one of your presets. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, and also on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. People in Chautauqua and Cameron are mourning the deaths of two police officers who were killed in a shootout in northwest Wisconsin Saturday afternoon. The Wisconsin Justice Department says it started during a traffic stop near Cameron. Both officers died at the scene. The suspected shooter died at the hospital. Leading Republicans in Wisconsin say they're not changing their position on abortion, even though exit polling shows the issue was a factor when Janet Protasiewicz beat Dan Kelly in the Wisconsin Supreme Court election last week. Mark Jefferson is the executive director of the Wisconsin GOP. He tells the Journal Sentinel Republicans need better messaging and more effective campaigns. In sports, the Brewers are winners of seven of their first nine games. They play at Arizona tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. A lot of it made over the Easter weekend. The first story that blew me away when I read this, and I'll tell you something, it's very disturbing, but it's very, very weird. You know this guy Harlan Crow, the billionaire who has financed, really given money, Clarence Thomas for 20 years, including a $500,000 trip around Indonesia and the islands every summer. And just coincidentally, whenever Clarence Thomas is invited to his resort up in the Adirondacks, there are a couple of dozen right-wing people whose names, you know, this fellow Leo, head of the Federalist Society, who just got $1.5 billion bequest by a guy so he could continue their work. And every one of them is right-wing, really right-wing. And in the last 20, heck, in the last 30 years, because Clarence Thomas was appointed 31 years ago, in 31 years, I don't know of a single decision he's joined in or issued that didn't go right down the party line with this crowd. Not a single one. He's been bribed. But this guy, Harlan Crow, is a strange ranger. This guy is a much more peculiar guy than you think. Just was revealed over the weekend, Harlan Crow's house and garden are full of Nazi memorabilia. When I say Nazi memorabilia, I'm not just saying right wing or this and that. No, I mean Nazi memorabilia. For instance, he has a signed copy of Mein Kampf, Hitler's book, signed by Adolf Hitler himself, two paintings that Hitler did. Hitler wanted to get into art school. And when he was in Vienna in the teens, he was roaming around trying to be an artist. And if you take a look at his stuff, he can't really paint a human being because he wasn't human in a sense. I mean, you know, he was so vicious. But his buildings were technically competent, but he was rejected in Vienna from the art and architecture school. But he had all these paintings, and they go for a lot of money. And this clown, Harlan Crow, has two of them signed by Hitler and a copy of Mein Kampf. Now, you might say, okay, well, I don't like that, but, you know, maybe he wants to sell them. Maybe he's a dealer. Well, no, because he has a garden that is filled with the statues of the worst, cruelest, and most genocidal dictators of the 20th century. Hitler, Stalin, Pol Pot in Cambodia killed millions of people. And when he was caught, when he was nabbed, you know what he said? He said, well, I keep them there, quote, to remind me how much I don't like them, end quote. Now what? This guy, what? This guy thinks he's what? That we fell off the turnip truck on the way into town? He has a picture, he has statues of all these genocidal dictators in his garden, and two Hitler paintings and a copy of Mein Kampf signed by Hitler, autographed. And it's what? Just so he's reminded every day how much he doesn't like them? No, I think it's to remind him every day how much he does like them. And they capture a guy like Clarence Thomas, black guy who, when he grew up in South Carolina, was very, very discriminated against. And I applaud his initial journey. And there was an order of nuns, Catholic nuns, and I myself went to a grade school. And these terrific sisters educated me, too. And they educated Clarence Thomas. And Clarence Thomas was grateful to him, and he should be. But he was just steeped with, I think, kind of revenge feelings about the people that did discriminate against him, which was the upper crust in South Carolina society. And so when he is nominated for the Supreme Court, the people that almost derailed his appointment were liberals, Democrats who wanted a Democrat. And he was sexually shamed, and he never forgot that. For something like 25 years, almost 25 years, he never uttered a word on the bench, never asked a single question. He sat there stewing, but he was going on vacations with this clown that had the Hitler memorabilia and the genocidal memorabilia, and they just worked on him. And every decision he's issued, take a look at him, are right wing to satisfy these people. My view is that the way to handle this, quite frankly, sadly, the way to handle this is you can't just say, oh, he'll start reporting from now on, or, oh, maybe the Supreme Court needs an ethics code. All that's true. This is bribery. This is bribery. And he's on there for life, and there aren't enough votes for a constitutional amendment to limit Supreme Court appointments to 15 or 20 years. This guy's been on 31 years. He'll be on another 20. For 50 years, he'll pervert the country. The only way, quite frankly, to respond to this is to indict him for bribery and indict Harlan Crow and anybody else who is at these things. And how much did you give him? Well, not really money. Well, 500 grand. Well, yeah. Okay. And what'd you expect? Oh, nothing. I just liked them a lot. Oh, really? Okay. You liked them a lot. But here's about 35 opinions, and they were all on your side, weren't they? And Harlan Crow brought some of them. I'll tell you what. I'm tired of these guys. I'm going to the lines. I'm going to the lines. Joanna Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Joanne. What's on your mind today?
Yes, thank you for everything you've done for Wisconsin. A quick call about the death penalty, and it relates to what you've just been talking about, our Supreme Court and its composition. This would be the perfect time, I would think, to make the death penalty an issue for Democrats. It's a horrible stain on who we are as a nation, and it makes us allied with the worst of the other nations of the world, and makes us a pariah internationally. How can we, I, again, you know so much more, I could tell you what I know, but it would not take long. What can we do to make the death penalty an issue that will stand up and that we can all rally behind, getting rid of the death penalty, an issue for us in the upcoming elections? Thank you so much again.
Thank you very, very much. Excellent question. And I'm going to give you a few factoids, and then the lines are still there, and I'm going to keep going to the lines and also after the break. A couple of factoids. One is, under the Eighth Amendment, it bars cruel and unusual punishment. And cruel and unusual punishment is a creature of the time. So when it was passed, people were drawn on the rack, they were tortured, and all of this. And that was cruel and unusual. Now the death penalty is cruel and unusual, in my view, in civilized states. Now, the death penalty was effectively halted for about 10 or 15 years when they studied the issue of whether it was cruel and unusual. For instance, Sirhan Sirhan murdered Bobby Kennedy, sentenced to death, and then his sentence was commuted because California got rid of it. But it hasn't been gotten rid of for federal crimes, although Joe Biden and Merrick Garland are not imposing it. Now, what do we do about this? Well, a couple of things. Number one, don't vote for Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis just put in a proposal in Florida to have the death penalty apply to non-murder cases. In other words, things he doesn't like, kill the guy even if no one died. I'm not kidding. I mean, they're doing what you're saying, Joanne. They're weaponizing it on the other side. Secondly, I think what we can do is have our candidates unabashedly, and Joe Biden is this way, is we'll do everything in our power to stop the imposition of the death penalty. But the only way it's going to be beaten is by the U.S. Supreme Court, holding it under the Eighth Amendment, cruel and unusual punishment. And there's no prospect of that in the Supreme Court. So I think we chip away. Biden and Garland can stop it at the federal level. But it's very sad. Every time you pick up the paper, some guy in Oklahoma or somewhere, you know, in a real no good nick, but, you know, he goes to rob a 7-Eleven and shoot somebody. And there was a case. I had a friend, a lawyer who took it pro bono for the ACLU in Florida, where they gave the death penalty to the lookout. Guy goes in to rob a 7-Eleven. The lookout is just the lookout, not intending to kill anybody. The guy, the robber, gets in a fight with a clerk, shoots the clerk, and they sentence the lookout to death. This is how it's expanding, Joanne. We have had got to have a definitive statement in the United States, like Europe. Death penalty is cruel and unusual, just like pulling people apart in the rack was in the 18th century. Thanks a lot for calling in. Kathy of Cambridge, we'll squeeze one more call in before we go to the break. What's in your mind today, Kathy?
Yeah, back to Terrence Clarence, Thomas Clarence, Supreme Court, yeah, he should be booted. He is trying to claim he didn't know. Well, isn't that his job to know? He is the Supreme Court justice. The job is his law. His law. So don't let him get away with that. Tax evasion is another thing we could get him for besides bribery. I mean, give me a break already.
Kathy, that is a terrific call. I myself was very suspicious. This guy's in the U.S. Supreme Court. I know in reading the law that you have to report transportation. You don't have to report necessarily food and drink. But, you know, if we're talking caviar, champagne, and oysters, you know, give me a break. But, okay, how about 500 grand going around the islands of Indonesia? He knew. The other thing he said, and I think he is dangerous for him to have said this, he said other guys on the Supreme Court or other justices and federal judges told me it was okay. I don't think that's true. They're not stupid. They know the law. He should be drawn before a grand jury and say, who are they? Who are they? He's not going to finger anybody on the Supreme Court because they'll come in and say, no, that's not true. You know what I think he'll do, Kathy? I think he'll name dead guys, judges who are dead. That's what he'll do. But the thing I get back, and you just hit your nail on the head, is the guy's in the Supreme Court. That's the highest law job in the country. If he doesn't know it's illegal when it flat out says it in a congressional statute, and he doesn't even ask a clerk to research it, there's something rotten in the state of Denmark. This guy is a criminal, I think, and should be indicted. Got to go to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. I see the lines are alive. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break.
Gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to Hot Gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 49. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. High of 72. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Mainly clear skies and quiet tomorrow night. Lows around 56. Temperatures well above average Wednesday and Thursday, with highs from the mid-70s to the upper 70s. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 49 tonight. We should top out around 72 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 72.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Streaming at waukradio.com.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain. Welcome back to Matt Thunderick. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm going right to the lines. Mark of the Sack, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, eh, Mark? Mark from the Sack, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today? Mark? Okay, Mark, when you get this, call back. Be happy to have you on. I'll tell you what, it's very customary for presidents, and it's very, very customary for presidential candidates to issue an Easter message. They like to issue Christmas messages, Thanksgiving messages, Fourth of July messages, Memorial Day messages, Labor Day messages, and Easter messages. That's what they like to do. That is what they like to do. And normally, an Easter message would be a time of peace, redemption, reconciliation, normally. Donald Trump issued an Easter message yesterday, April 9. You know what it was? It was three words. It was World War III. I'm not kidding. Now, this is a seriously, seriously deranged individual. Let's review the bidding on how he has used this terminology in the past. When he launched his 2024 campaign for president last fall, he claimed we were on the brink of World War III. Last month, he gave a speech. He said, "We have never been closer to World War III." After his indictment the other week, remember the indictment? He goes to Mar-a-Lago and he gives that speech, a deranged speech. That's a speech that Fox News carried, MSNBC wouldn't carry, CNN carried, but then broke away from it, and ABC carried it until the following happened. He once again predicted World War III. ABC cut him off. CNN just went to commentary. Apparently, Fox News carried the whole thing. Now, here's the deal. The comments that came out on social media immediately after his Easter message yesterday, I'll give you an example. One is, what a deranged psychopath. That's one of them. He's not well. That's another one. Another one was, Cadet Crazy Pants's butter has slipped completely off his cracker. The next one, an exceedingly stable genius. Next one, gag order. Next one, another indictment must be close. The final one, Trump is a danger to the entire world. Let me go give a little background on all this. There are certain things that you don't do if you are a leader, a president, or an aspirant to be president. I mean, frankly, even if you're a senator or governor, because you might be in the mix, you never know. You never talk about Armageddon. You never talk about hopelessness. You never talk about the awful prospect of a world war like that. If you think back, the things that were most disturbing early on the Russian genocide in Ukraine is when they went in and then the Ukrainians beat them and drove them back from a lot of the areas they captured. Dmitry Medvedev, who the former president of Russia, who is Putin's toady, he's his yes man, and some of the people on state TV over there would say things exactly like Trump is saying now. Well, if we don't do a little better on the battlefield, we use nuclear weapons, tactical nuclear weapons. The West is flirting with World War III. You know, the problem with all of that is that gets people skittish and scared. And they start thinking, well, if that's going to happen, maybe we should preemptively stop it, which would be a disaster. It also rattles people in China who think, well, if that's what Russia and the United States are thinking, maybe it's time to go into Taiwan. It's Iran to thinking in any one of those wars will be eliminated, so maybe we should do something to attack Israel. This is the kind of unrest that it generates. The cardinal rule, no president or anybody who wants to be president should ever in a million years mention World War III. Ever, ever, ever. Biden's a pro. So is Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State. Occasionally, we'll get a clown from a network who will say to them, what about nuclear weapons? The Russians are abrogating the START Treaty, START II. What about this? And the correct response is simply to smile and say, it's not going to come to anything like that. And we don't discuss that. It's not possible. You know, calm them down. Calm them down. What this says to me is that Trump is so scared, quite frankly, about what could happen in the New York indictment, and so scared what Jack Smith may be doing as a result of their finding out that he showed some of these top secret documents that he hid and transferred to donors, which is a violation of the Espionage Act. If you monetize it, if you take these top secret documents and show them to any adversary of the United States, frankly, any friend of the United States or anybody else, that's a violation of the Espionage Act. That is very, very dangerous for Donald Trump. And we'll see if Garland, because he's ultimately the guy that's pulling the puppet strings on Smith, if Garland has the guts to indict him. But Trump's in a world of hurt. But typically and selfishly, he will, frankly, jeopardize the entire world by using those toxic words. And in his Easter message, a time of reconciliation, redemption, peace, and love, those are his only three words. That is beneath contempt, and anybody out there who's even thinking of voting for this guy can't do it. Going to a break. The lines just came on. I see you. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. Dalen Riggs says he was told to run, so he did.
I just hear this loud. I thought there was like something like dropping because they were doing some construction or some renovations in there. And And yeah, I got up there and the guy was like, run, there's a shooter. I was like, oh.
He survived a mass shooting today at Old National Bank in Louisville, Kentucky. At least four people did not, along with the shooter, a 23-year-old employee of the bank.
The suspect shot at officers. We then returned fire and stopped that threat. The suspect is deceased.
Interim Metro Police Chief Jacqueline Gwynn Villarroel. At least nine people were hurt, including two police officers, one of whom is in critical condition after being shot in the head. That officer had just graduated from the police academy. States now stockpiling mifepristone ahead of a Friday deadline that could ban the abortion pill. Massachusetts joining Washington State and California, buying millions of pills. This is ABC News.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinere. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin Democrats and Republicans are calling for an audit of Wisconsin's veterans' homes after hearing from former staff and volunteers about overworked staff and unsanitary conditions. Much of the focus on Union Grove and Racine County, that home cited for at least 76 violations since 2017, including failure to investigate reports of abuse, prevent falls, and medication mistakes. Administrator Diane Lynch says, like many other facilities, they've struggled with staffing levels since the COVID pandemic. Wisconsin's DNR posting nearly 3,500 comments on its website Friday about new wolf management plans, which would eliminate the existing 350 animal population goal. The current wolf population estimated at around 1,000. Some farmers in northern Wisconsin say wolves prey on their livestock. I'm Jane Matinere. This is Civic Media News.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
I walk the line.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines in order. Start with Tom McFarland, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Tom?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I got to disagree with you as far as Trump and his World War III comments. I really don't think Trump gives two figs about geopolitical concerns or comments. I actually think he was gearing this towards here in the United States and his base, and just the entire idea, again, of inciting insurrection. And at some point, I hope that the New York State Attorney General steps in and provides some cover for Bragg and letting the House GOP know that their actions are very close to an obstruction. I don't see how we can allow people like Gymnasium Jim to make comments that he's making to definitely influenced Bragg and his and just, you know, the people of New York, saying that, hey, if you investigate the GOP, expect reprisals. I mean, that is a clear-cut case of obstruction. And I think that's where Trump is coming from with his World War III comment, just having a civil war within the United States and trying to fan that flame. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's a very interesting insight. And let me build on that. Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan just announced that he is going to have a hearing of his Justice Committee in New York, in Manhattan. And you're absolutely right. He's doing that to intimidate Bragg. He's going to bring all these people in, you know, some of the most right-wing but sadly influential congressmen in the Congress, to sit there and sort of glower at Bragg. Now, Bragg has a lot of guts. I like the idea of Letitia James sticking up for him, but I'll tell you what. The one who should stick up for him is the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York in Manhattan. That's federal. And this is a federal entity, congressional people, interfering with the state prosecution. Yes, that is obstruction, and Bragg can prosecute it. You know, he is the DA where it's, and he's being obstructed. But it'd be very, very nice if the U.S. attorney, from a matter of federal prosecution, said that when you have a federal agent interfering with the state prosecution, that's a federal offense as well. Those, my own view is that Trump is somewhat on the ropes. Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan and the rest of them look ridiculous doing this, and it may be for now. They're not the prosecutors won't do anything, but you hit the nail on the head. This is obstruction. They have deliberately threatened Bragg. Some of them have said, without realizing that he doesn't get a paycheck from the federal government, that they're going to use that House rule and cut off his salary, which they can do, they think. The courts haven't looked at it. If there's anybody like in the IRS that ticks them off, they can't cut off Bragg's salary because he gets it from the state of New York. So they have no jurisdiction to do that. But they may say, all right, we're going to cut off what? Federal aid in New York. I mean, you know, at some point, they have a 5-seat majority. At some point, cooler heads have to prevail, or people have to rise up. There's no question about that. Mark from the SAC, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, it struck me, listening earlier about you talking about the constitutional changes, it strikes me as ironic that guys that are perfectly willing to replace our full Constitution aren't willing to propose amendments that they think might be any amendments at all. I mean, that either to improve our country or, you know, to achieve their political aims, because, you know, that rewriting the whole Constitution was something Hamilton warned about back in, I think, at the end of Prejudice 85. You warned about any new attempts to alter the Constitution, even though we're, you know, beyond 200 years, beyond when a Constitution was actually written. You know, our Constitution has steadily improved over the hundreds of years, the 200 years that we've been a country. And it's just insane to me that we're going to allow these corrupt judges who basically, you know, Clarence Thomas, any of these judges should recognize that taking money from it, as any money at all, is has at least the appearance of impropriety, if not being improper itself. I mean, it's just ridiculous that they make excuses for this stuff, because what the hell does Clarence Thomas have to be resentful for? The man is probably now a multimillionaire, has all kinds of connections all over the world, richer than Croesus, you know, of Greek mythology, and what the hell does he have to be resentful for at this point in his life? I mean, that is just ridiculous. Good, I mean, point. That is just...
Well, good point. And I want to use what you said about the Constitution to segue into something that's very, very real and very, very dangerous. And that is this. In Missouri, and this ties into, you just read today, we just found out, of this terrible mass shooting in Louisville, Kentucky. And the Republican Party persists in not outlawing assault rifles, even though they were outlawed from 1994 to 2004, and the use of them in mass murders went down 70%. But they stand in the way, they won't do it. Well, this will really make your hair stand in. Missouri, the officials in one of the counties down there, Camden County, and the state legislature had initially taken this position, now announced they refuse to work with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, ATF. They say that all federal, quote, so-called, end quote, as they say, gun laws are unconstitutional. That argument was made by the Missouri legislature, and it was struck down. The majority legislature said that state law on guns supersedes federal law. That is false. Under the Constitution, if there is a difference or a dispute between federal and state law, federal law preempts. End of story. That's been true for hundreds of years. And as Mark was just saying, they don't hesitate to try to take a different position when it suits their purpose. Well, the Missouri legislature initially forbade police from enforcing federal gun laws. That was struck down. But now one of the counties, Camden County, is reviving it. And the fact is that a lot of police down there won't cooperate with the feds. This is a very serious thing. And what I proposed just before with Clarence Thomas, frankly, is corrupt. And for 20 years, he's taken all this money. He has gone their way in every case that I know of. Never once has he ruled in a case or voted to rule in a case that was different from the agendas of all those people who grinned at him for a week or two every year in the Adirondacks or on the boat in Indonesia or anywhere else he went. He flew around the world on jets and the whole bit. Number one. Number two, there's no way. I do not believe that he didn't know it was illegal. But ignorance of the law is no excuse. Famous case that set that precedent, London, 1880s. Guy from Pakistan emigrated to London. His wife angered him and he killed her. The police arrested him. He said that under his culture and religion, he was entitled to kill his wife. They said, well, in England, you can't kill your wife. He said, I didn't know that. The judge said, that's too bad, and they hanged him. Okay, you've heard the term, ignorance of the law is no excuse? That has judicial chops. That's a true statement. So the fact that this guy didn't know it was a crime doesn't matter. But between us, I don't believe he knew it wasn't a crime. He's on the Supreme Court, for Pete's sake. He has four or five law clerks. All he has to do is say, hey, I'm going to be taking a trip to Indonesia. Could you research that? It'd take the guy 2 minutes. He'd go on online and, well, here's the statute. You can take hospitality, food, and drink. It means basically and small house fundraisers, but you can't take transportation. It says it. A yacht is transportation, especially around the world, especially around all the Indonesian islands. On the gun question, and now we're going to go to the lines, but I'll tell you what, on the gun question, somebody has got to say the obvious, that military weapons don't belong in civilian hands. In 1788, people had muskets. Nobody said you could have a cannon back then, and the cannons were very primitive. But now we say you can't have nuclear weapons, chemical weapons, biological weapons, bazookas, handheld missile launchers, machine guns. And oh, somebody said, well, Matt, you can in 17 states. That's true, you can, but federal law preempts it. And federal law says if you want a machine gun, you have to give your DNA. They have to do an exhaustive background check, and you'd be crazy to even apply for one. Okay, why don't you make assault rifles the same as machine guns? That's fine with me. You know, a lot of states will say they're fine. Have the same controls. And mentally ill people, young people, criminals, and a lot of people are not going to get them. Do something about it. All right, we're going to the lines. We have a lot of callers. In order, Wisco Paul, my friend, you're first. Thanks for going. What's your mind today, Paul?
Good afternoon, Matt. That's what I was going to say. An assault rifle should be considered a machine gun because that's basically what it is. I trained on them when I was in the military. I mean, they're meant to kill people. And the other thing is with Justice Thomas and his wife, Ginny, how long? I don't even know how they get away with this stuff. It's illegal. And so it just amazes me. And I don't know how much more of this stuff this country can take, by the way, between Trump and Supreme Court Justice Thomas. It's really mind-boggling if you look at it. So I'll let you go to other callers. Machine guns, assault weapons, the same thing. Thanks, Matt. Bye.
Good. Thanks a lot, Paul. Good comments. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, you're next in line. What's your mind today, Gene?
Great comments.
I have to say that, you know, this thing is really mind-boggling, everything that's going on in our country. You see shootings over here, taking away women's rights, forced pregnancy over there. We're seeing books taken out of libraries. It is disgusting. It's psychological warfare. And those judges need to be held accountable. They're in the highest court in our country, and the law needs to be the law because they're destroying our laws through the courts, and they're giving certain people privileges and other people, well, too bad, you will be the slaves of the people. And that's so disgusting, the artwork that the Judge Thomas's good buddy had his house, and in
Adolf
his
Hitler,
garden,
right?
People should have all kinds of steam coming out their ears, and their red light should be flashing all over the place. I mean, this is sick stuff, folks, and we need to wake up. Thank you, Matt. Great program as usual.
Thank you, Jane.
Are wonderful. Thank you, Matt.
Thanks for calling in. Jake of Eureka, California, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind Day, Jake.
Hey, man. And the plain truth must be spoken about that Nazi sympathizer, Judge Thomas. By the way, he never belonged on the court in the first place, just like his buddy Brett Kavanaugh. I know some young folks may not recall this, but Judge Thomas, in the workplace, accused his female colleague, whose name, by the way, was Anita Hill, of having sexual relations with his can of Coca-Cola. He is a scumbag, a sleazebag, and completely corrupt. Judge Thomas needs to be impeached immediately.
Yeah, no, and you're right. And going back, what Jake is referring to, those of you, some of you are not old enough to remember, but when he, in his confirmation hearing, Anita Hill, one of his former co-workers, accused him of sexual harassment. And it was, and she used a very, very specific language. And he passed in the Senate, I think it was 52-48. And some Democrats voted for him. Most didn't. But the issue, I think, then was, and he said, you know, it was a high-tech lynching. That was a very effective message, and people didn't want that. And so they he passed. But what people didn't understand, and I think this is a true statement, he has nursed bitter revenge feelings ever since. He did not ask a single question. He didn't open his mouth for over 20 years. Now, on the Supreme Court, they can ask whatever they want. They can say whatever they want. He sat there like a mummy, and he didn't say anything, stewing, angry, and the whole time. And then he would vote very, very right wing, you know, like an 8-1 decision, a 7-2 decision on the negative end. And then finally started to talk in the last 5-6 years. Well, the deal with the guy is this. This is a criminal offense. He violated a congressional statute, and he took a 500 grand trip and 20 years of trips. And his defense was, I didn't know it was against the law. The Pakistani guy in London didn't know it either in 1880, and they hanged him. Okay, now I'm not suggesting that. But here, he's like anybody else. He broke the law. He should be indicted. Thanks a lot for calling, Jake. We're going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Because you're
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by Wisconsin Cheese and Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop.
Home of buttery popcorn treats and make your mouth water.
Caramel, cookies and cream, strawberry shortcake and more. civicmedia.us/shop.
Part of the proceeds benefit Wisconsin athletic programs.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then,
here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 49. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. High of 72. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Mainly clear skies and quiet tomorrow night. Lows around 56. Temperatures well above average Wednesday and Thursday, with highs from the mid-70s to the upper 70s. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 49 tonight. We should top out around 72 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 72.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Station.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines, Northwoods. Terry, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Terry?
Great show, Matt, as usual.
Thank you.
I believe Anita Hill. That's who I believe. In 91, and today I still believe her. That's all I got, Matt. Great show.
Well, you know, it was funny because I watched those hearings. I watched them back, 31 or 2 years ago now. I watched those hearings. And Herb Cole was on the judiciary panel back then. Teddy Kennedy was on the judiciary panel. And I remember Anita Hill testified, and there were two senators, Republicans, who were actually fairly moderate. Orrin Hatch, he was very conservative, but basically, he was not anywhere near like the right-wing nuts we got now. Orrin Hatch, I thought he was actually a good man. And a fellow from Pennsylvania. And both of these people had been professional prosecutors before they went to the Senate with substantial experience. And you can tell the difference between an amateur or even a regular lawyer who isn't used to being a prosecutor and a prosecutor. They were unbelievably surgically effective and basically going after Anita Hill. And I think that's what did it. You can go back if you're interested historically and look at the YouTube on those hearings. But Clarence Thomas won 52-48. And then he didn't say anything for 20 years? 15, 16 years? No, 25 years, from 1991 or 2 to 2015 or 16. Didn't say anything. Sat there like a mummy the whole time, stewing. Steam coming out of his ears, and this is what we get. So there you go. Terry, excellent call. Thank you very much. Appreciate it from Northwoods, Terry. Well, something's happening in Texas that really angered me, and I want to tell you a little bit about the legal background of how it's even possible. There was a guy, he was an off-duty Army sergeant, and what he did was he said, I'm going to kill somebody at a Black Lives Matter protest. So he drove down to a protest, ran through a red light. These are the facts. And he was driving Uber. So somehow he was either in the reserves or he was able to drive Uber. But he was an Army sergeant. He drove right up to the, and it looks like he was going to run into the parade. So a guy in the parade comes running over to his car. The guy in the parade had an AR-15. The guy I'm talking about takes a gun and shoots 5 bullets and kills the Black Lives Matter protester of the AR-15, who is simply holding it, wasn't pointing it at him, and kills him. They go to a trial, unanimous verdict, he's guilty of murder. His defense was self-defense. The guy was about to shoot me, he pointed at me. You know who supported him? Kyle Rittenhouse supported him. Tucker Carlson supported him. People like that. Yesterday, Greg Abbott, the governor, said, I'm going to pardon him for murder. I'm going to pardon him. He did exactly what I thought he should do. This is the governor of Texas. Let me tell you a sad fact and how divided we've come as a country. There's nothing in the Constitution that says that any state has to make murder criminal. I mean, no, the population wouldn't let you get away with it, but in Wisconsin, let's just say we got rid of the murder statute. Theoretically, you can do it. Nobody really does it. But what the Republicans are doing, it started with DeSantis. DeSantis had them pass a law that said that if there is a protest obstructing your car, you can run over the people and kill them in the protest, and it's not a criminal offense. Now, the problem with that is if you ran over a Ku Klux Klan rally and killed someone, they would prosecute you. So it's clearly an invidious discrimination, and that'll be tested in federal court. But Greg Abbott is doing something sneakier. He's saying if you kill somebody in a Black Lives Matter protest, and I think it was a black guy who got killed, by the way, I'll pardon you. But if you kill somebody in something that I like, then you're gonna go to prison. This is a very sneaky way of getting around the DeSantis problem, and a very, very sneaky way of decriminalizing murder selectively by race and ideology. Now, and I'm going to go to the lines in a second. The way around that is to have the federal prosecutors prosecute him for violation of his federal rights. And eventually, we're going to have federal prosecutors take over state prosecutions, as we did in the Deep South with all the lynchings up until the Civil Rights Movement. But be aware of what's going on in Texas. Go to the lines. Karina of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling, Karina. What's in your mind today?
Well, you see, this is how I see it, really. Republicans, everything what is defensible or a common sense, they do exactly the opposite. And I think they thrive on that because, really, I mean, it's just like they're showing to their party that they are beyond everything. They beyond law. They beyond common sense. They beyond what is good for people of this country. The only thing what they are concerned is the popularity and ability to stand up and say, oh, we canceled the abortion for this country. Because it doesn't make sense. If you are allowing for abortion, you have medical exam, consult, 24 hours thinking, and doing everything in between to allow female to change her mind and not doing the abortion, why are we not treating weapons the same way? Why are we not treating legal abilities, what the people, it's not below, it's not a law, then how is it that he is a government official and he doesn't know the law?
that is a wonderful point you're making. And you know what I take away from it, which is a brilliant way to put it, is they've gotten rid of common sense. Common sense, you don't have to be a lawyer. Common sense should tell people they shouldn't be doing this, and yet the Republican Party is doing it. Karina, thank you so much. I enjoy your calls. Remember, everybody, fascism creeps in on little cat's feet, and you just heard some cat's feet that we've talked about today. We're coming to the end of the show, great callers as always. Matt Flynn Direct, back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for now.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC.